קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם, שמעתי ריש מים א'.
Preparation for the lesson from Shamati number 241, call him while he is near. Call upon him while he is near. We must understand what while he is near means, since the whole earth is full of his glory. Thus, he is always near. So what does while he is near mean? It would seem that there is a time when he is not near. It is similar to one who has lost the good way and entered a bad place, and has already accustomed himself to live among beasts. From the perspective of the will to receive, it would never occur to him that he should return to a place of reason and sanctity. Yet when he hears the voice calling him, he awakens to repent.
כמו כן, מי שהוא טעה בדרך הטוב ונכנס למקום רע.
Similarly, one who has lost the good path and entered a bad place and has already accustomed himself to live among the bad animals, from the side of the will to receive, he'll never think that he has to come back to a place of settlement, a place of sanctity. However, when he hears the voice calling upon him, then he awakens in repent. But this is the voice of God, not his own voice. But if he has not yet completed his actions on the path of correction, he cannot feel and believe that this is the Creator's voice. And he thinks that it is in his power and the might of his hand. This is what the prophet warns of, that one should overcome one's view and thought and believe wholeheartedly that this is the voice of God. Hence, when the Creator wishes to bring him out of the dense forest, he shows him a remote light, and the person gathers the remains of his strength to walk on the path that the light shows him in order to attain it. But if one does not ascribe the light to the Creator and does not say that the Creator is calling him, then the light is lost from him, and he remains standing in the forest. Thus, he could have now shown his whole heart to the Creator to come and save him from the evil place, meaning from the will to receive, and bring him to a place of reason called a place for the sons of Adam, for people, humans, as in Adame la Elyon, I will be like the upper one, meaning the will to bestow in adhesion. Instead, he does not take advantage of this opportunity and remains as before.
It all depends on the preparation. To the extent that we yearn to discover the quality of bestowal, which means to discover the Creator, then to that extent we begin to hear the voice of the Creator, who is calling, who is beckoning, who comes to us this way or the other, allows us to feel his closeness. But on the condition that a person stabilizes correctly before him how to attain the quality of bestowal and nothing else above his quality of reception, then it will be called faith above reason. If, as he writes, that only unless he did not complete the action on the path of correction, he cannot believe that it's the voice of the Creator that is calling on him. But he thinks that it is him, he somehow awakens on his own. And if he awakens, he feels that he's awakened from above, but not that it's the voice of the Creator in actuality, and that he's being attracted to the quality of bestowal. It all depends on the preparation. If the preparation is correct, is sufficient, if a person gave enough exertion and the full measure, then he begins to feel that the Creator invites him in every opportunity. that he receives, and the man exerts, and in these exertions he sees that the Creator awaits him in every opportunity, behind every corner, and invites him using different hints and different manners. And then it turns that he and the Creator become partners. When the Creator is attracted and the person is attracted to mutual bestowal until they adhere to each other. But it all depends on the preparation. From the get-go, he seems lost. He doesn't even seem lost. He's not looking in the right place. He doesn't notice that he's in a forest, but he has to go and walk and attain for himself. Or he waits. Later on, there's a period of waiting for someone to come and rescue him until he finds the correct mutual connection. But on his part, there is already a certain tendency towards bestowal, and accordingly he identifies the voice of the Creator, and that is truly the voice of the Creator. And then one reaches connection, the Creator saves him, because a person understands what is the real salvation.